This is NPR.
Good morning, everybody. In Seattle, engineers are worried about torrential rain and its effects on local roadways and bridges. Nearly 4 inches of rain have fallen in the area. Heavy winds have also plagued the region. One wind gust was measured at 85 miles per hour in Astoria, Washington. Nearly 11 inches of rain fell in the town of Bremerton, Washington. Now the storm is moving on. The Midwest is expected to get hit this week with the same system. Thousands of people are without power. There's a winter storm system in New England. School is out from New York State through Maine as authorities post snow warnings. Needless to say, skiers are lining up at the slopes. One of the members of the Gina Six teenagers has reached a plea deal. Michael Bell has pleaded guilty to a juvenile charge of second-degree battery in an attack a year ago on a white classmate in Gina, Louisiana. He had first been charged as an adult with attempted murder. AP reporter Mary Foster says Bell's attorney thought it was the right move.
His attorney said that it just seemed like a good time to kind of wrap things up. It's not a minor offense, but on the other hand, it will be juvenile time. He has a chance to get it over with, clear his record, hopefully get back to school and get on with his life.
The case triggered a huge civil rights demonstration, and observers say the black teenagers involved in the incident were treated too harshly. The fight came after white teenagers were accused of hanging nooses from a schoolyard tree. No charges were filed against the white teenagers in the matter. Michigan Democratic Senator Carl Levin is warning the credit card industry. He could introduce new legislation dealing with rising card interest rates. He says working people are really feeling the pinch. It is estimated that Americans are carrying some $900 billion in credit debt. That's an average of $2,200 billion per household. A Senate panel will examine how credit card companies decide to bump up rates. The lawmakers say some rates have skyrocketed up to 30%. Ouch. Lawmakers want to know why higher interest rates are linked with lower credit scores, even if people are paying their bills on time. New Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk is in Brussels today. He just took the oath of office 1 week ago, and now he's trying to change Europeans' perceptions of his country. Tusk wants to re-engage with the European Union, unlike his predecessor, Jaroslaw Kaczynski, who often argued with EU leaders over historical grievances. Tusk and his Civic Platform Party have also promised to improve the Polish economy. And NBC's late-night entertainment program, Last Call with Carson Daly, is going back on the air despite the Hollywood writers' strike. Last night was the first time any of the six late-night talk shows has had a new episode. Others, such as The Tonight Show, are still in repeats. Daly says he returned to work because, if he did not, all the writers on his show will get laid off. They have been laid off on other shows. The Writers Guild says it's disappointed. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you, Corva.